Corbyn antisemitism smears. The antisemitism smears against Jeremy Corbyn are not new. In 1981, when Tony Benn stood for deputy leader of the Labour Party, the gutter press compared him to Hitler, Mussolini, and other disgusting individuals. A few years later, Militant, now the Socialist Party, faced similar accusations when we led a successful campaign against Thatcher's cuts in Liverpool. There is no limit to how low the Tories, blue and red, will stoop in their campaign against the left. They will say, and do anything to stop a movement that threatens the profits and interests of their class. Corbyn and his supporters should draw inspiration from this history. These accusations were not weathered through apologies, but by coming out fighting. Tom Barker, Leicester. For a teenager like me, it feels easy to look at just the headlines or all the clickbait online, and believe that Corbyn is an antisemite. But then you go off, read the claims, and understand that things like Corbyn sitting next to a Holocaust survivor who compared Israel to the Nazi Germany he lived through isn't antisemitism. The antisemitism scandal isn't true, it's ugly. Ugly that we are fed all these lies, and meant to believe it. The media fixates on finding claims of antisemitism to tarnish Corbyn's record. It takes away from the realness of genuine antisemitism and insults those who had to suffer through it. Furthermore, the establishment likens anti-Zionism and anything anti-Israel to antisemitism just to shut down debate and run a smear job. Meanwhile, an undercover reporter filmed an Israeli diplomat plotting to take down Labour MPs that support Palestinian liberation. We must remember free speech and open debate is vital to any form of progress. It's not easy to keep up with lies. Adam Abdullah, Lewisham, South London. Dave Prentice, writing as Unison's General Secretary, penned an article in the 10th of August New Statesman. He said the Public Service Union's Labour Link Committee has adopted the full International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of antisemitism, with examples, including the one which restricts legitimate criticism of Israel, the focus of one of the latest battles, and supported calls for Labour to do the same. No doubt, Prentice and the Blairites will now face challenges from ordinary Unison and Labour members, including those Labour Link officers and members who were not consulted on this decision taken by their national committee, to explain themselves. Democratic accountability of union leaderships, like calls for mandatory resurrection in the Labour Party, is essential. Meanwhile, a more conservative organization that has weaponized antisemitism claims is the Community Security Trust charity. It describes its role as serving to protect British Jews from antisemitism and related threats and to speak responsibly at all times, without exaggeration or political favor, on antisemitism and associated issues. But a recent press release suggests the Community Security Trust struggles to speak responsibly. The reason Labour's antisemitism problem dwarfs all of its other racism problems is because it originates from the far-left culture that Jeremy Corbyn and his closest advisers and supporters have always belonged to. That culture now dominates the party. None of this is true, and when it comes to antisemitism, they know it. It was only last September the Community Security Trust helped fund the Institute for Jewish Policy Research study Antisemitism in Contemporary Great Britain, which said, "Looking at the political spectrum of British society, the most antisemitic group consists of those who identify as very right-wing. In this group about 14% hold hardcore antisemitic attitudes and 52% hold at least one attitude, compared again to 3.6% and 30% in the general population. The very left-wing, and, in fact, all political groups located on the left, are no more antisemitic than the general population." This finding may come as a surprise to those who maintain that in today's political reality, the left is the more serious, or at least, an equally serious source of antisemitism, than the right. Wouldn't it be useful if John Landsman, and other self-identified Corbyn supporters, raise this when attacked? Mike Barker, Leicester. Being present is the same as being involved. When I attend a memorial, my presence alone, whether I lay a wreath or not, demonstrates my association and support. Where is the apology? Such is the logic of ultra-Blairite MP Lucianda Berger. she was referring to Jeremy Corbyn's attendance at a memorial for the 47 Palestinians killed in a 1985 Israeli bombing in Tunisia 4 years ago. Another critic, Louise Ellman MP, appeared on BBC's Newsnight, claiming she was appalled to find out about another past event arranged by Corbyn, at which Jewish Auschwitz survivor Hajo Mir criticized Israel. But there are now claims that a letter Ellman apparently wrote at the time to Tribune shows she was in attendance as well. Ellman's alleged hypocrisy is matched by Berger and Jess Phillips MP, who previously threatened Corbyn by saying, "I won't knife you in the back, I will knife you in the front." They have joined Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in attacking Corbyn for standing up for the Palestinian people. The right-wing Spectator magazine reported that Phillips attended its lavish champagne-laden 190th birthday party and pictured her next to Berger. Also attending was the rabid antisemite panegyrist Taki Theodore Rakopoulos, an outspoken racist who has also written in praise of Greek fascist party Golden Dawn. Under Berger's own logic, doesn't their attendance show association and that they support Taki's views? Of course, Berger and co. will not be pressed on the contradictions of their anti-Corbyn rhetoric as it fits the capitalist media's narrative. It therefore falls to the labor movement to raise these issues and expose this attempted coup for what it is. Carl Harper, Peterborough.